I'm Rona Tarrant. The head of Homeland Security is defending the Trump administration's practice of separating children from parents detained after entering the U.S. illegally from Mexico. In testimony before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, Kristen Nielsen said the practice is not meant to discourage illegal immigration. The testimony came days after the Attorney General announced a zero-tolerance policy towards illegal immigration will lead to family separations. The UN Security Council has held a moment of silence for the 60 Palestinians killed in Monday's clashes along Gaza's border with Israel. Israel is facing widespread criticism over its handling of the situation, but Israel's ambassador said the council shouldn't be criticizing his country, but should be blaming Hamas for inciting the violence and using Palestinians as human shields. The US has already blocked a press statement calling for an independent investigation. North Korea has threatened to cancel the forthcoming summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump if Washington presses ahead with its key demand for Pyongyang to unilaterally give up its nuclear arsenal. The statement was carried on the official state news agency website and said the fate of the US-North Korea summit as well as bilateral relations would be clear if Washington speaks of a Libya-style denuclearization for the North. Pope Francis has met with members of the Diocese of Rome to address problems. The meeting was prompted by the results of a diocesan commission which outlined the key challenges facing the Church in Rome, including increasingly self-referential attitudes and underestimating the role of the poor. The Pope addressed the issues and also urged those present to work together for solutions. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.